We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome in to another edition of Inside Southern Miss Athletics, our weekly look kind of behind the scenes of Golden Eagle Athletics. Got a good show for you, I think, today. In a minute, we're going to visit with our director of athletics, Jeremy McClain. Also, a visit with now the all-time winningest baseball coach at Southern Miss, Coach Scott Berry, and spend some time with Golden Eagle first baseman Christopher Sargent. So, good show. Sit back and listen as we go inside Southern Miss Athletics. All right, Jeremy, we missed you last week. You're on some business, university business, and just talk about, you know, what's kind of going on around Southern Miss and what's been keeping you busy.
Yeah, you know, I think, like you mentioned, I was out last week. We were in Dallas at some AD's meetings, and I'll hit on that briefly. There's a lot of changes coming our way from an NCAA perspective and just governance. So the next two or three years are going to be very interesting, you know, as we continue to evolve as our organization. So that was the interesting early part of the week this past week, and thankful to get a chance to do that. But it's a situation where that is ever evolving, and so as we continue to have conversations about what that looks like long term, those are going to be some really important conversations over the next probably 6 months to 12 months.
I'm going to assume some of the things that are, you know, they're on the table, things we read about all the time. There's the graduate transfers. There's the young men and women able now to kind of make their deals and to kind of supplement what they do as far as their college careers are concerned. I'm going to assume those are some of the things that are continue to be on the table to be talked about.
You know, they are, John, and I would illustrate it this way: if name, image, and likeness, and the transfer portal, and then the transformation committee for the NCAA, which really we're headed down a path of, I think, some deregulation, some reduction in rules. Those three things, imagine them on different paths, and they're all important topics, and they're headed down their individual paths, and then all of a sudden, they all converge at the same time. That's where we find ourselves. And so they're all different topics and they're all different issues, but they all affect each other. And so we're at a point now where, you know, we're just at a very important point in time where we've got to make some changes to name, image, and likeness. And I say changes, again, the heart of the rule, I think, is spot on. We just have to be able to provide some parameters and make some adjustments. And the same is probably true for the transfer portal. And it's like anything that comes into existence. It's something new. There are going to be adjustments. And I think we'll see adjustments in both of the areas you mentioned, just to help provide some guidance and you know, create an opportunity for everyone to be able to be competitive and I think a lot of times understand what the roster is going to be, because I think we have to be able to allow coaches to get to a point at a certain point in the year where they know what the roster is going to look like moving into their season, and so that's going to take some adjustments on our part.
I'm sure, yeah, as you say, it's going to be an ever-evolving type deal, and it's really hard to predict what's going to pop up next and in what direction either of those are going to go.
Yeah, it really is, and you know, we're having some, again, in-depth conversations right now about those types of things, but even, you know, in a room of 50 ADs the other day, we don't have the answers. You know, we're trying to work through it and talk through it, but no one yet knows where we're going to end up when it comes to some of these things. So we'll continue those conversations. We'll try to shape that the best way possible and create an environment where our coaches can be successful, our student athletes can be successful, and continue to push forward.
All right, let's talk about some things going on around the campus of Southern Miss and with our athletic teams. And one of those is men's golf. They just had a tremendous outing, battling for a conference championship. It came up just a little bit short.
Yeah, great year for Eddie and his group there on the men's golf side. You know, really finished in second place, during stroke play. And made a strong run there at the end to finish in first. And so went into match play. Unfortunately, came up a little bit short. It's the final four teams that play there to determine the champion, and came up a little bit short. But what a great step for our program, and kind of feel like he's building a great foundation to make a run at championships. And so as we go into the Sun Belt next year, and I think he's really positioned us to be in great shape, to be really competitive and compete for championships.
One of those sports, golf, on both the men's and the women's side, not a lot of athletes, so it's not like a football team where you can bring in, you know, 30 or 40 people, or a basketball, 10 or 11 people. Golf's a little different, and you gotta try to get it right sometimes, and it's difficult.
Yeah, and I would say this, the good thing, the exciting thing, really for both of our programs, whereas we talk about the men's side, you know, we have most of that roster coming back, and we had a couple of guys that we've signed that are really going to have an impact. So that's really, really encouraging. And on the women's side, too, have a large group coming back there. And so I think that's really exciting as you think about building a roster that continue to be competitive, is that we've got some continuity there that should help both of those programs.
Visiting with our director of athletics, Jeremy McClain, as we go inside Southern Miss Athletics, our women's softball team. I know they didn't off to quite the start they wanted to this year, but right now they're probably playing as well as anybody in conference.
USA. Really are. Got off to, you know, had some really good wins throughout the year, and got off to a slow start in conference play, and then really have played their best softball here over the last month. And so one more weekend left, a big series at Louisiana Tech, and Louisiana Tech's playing really, really well, leading conference USA. We won two out of three, won the series against Western Kentucky this weekend, and they were actually leading the eastern side before they came to us. So, playing well, and it'll be a big challenge at Louisiana Tech. We're fighting to get into the conference tournament, so there'll be a lot on the line this weekend. But it's a group, as you said, that has continued to get better and really is playing their best softball down the stretch.
Beach volleyball also just kind of wrapped up their season, but there's a program that started to get a little bit better each and every time and starting to sort of make a name for themselves.
Yeah, and, you know, still in its infancy from a standpoint of only the program's only been in existence for a few years, but been able to build a beautiful facility, been able to start to develop a roster that you know is going to be really competitive. Sean went out and played a really tough schedule this year to try to prepare, you know, this group for what's to come. And so he's really excited about what the future holds and our ability to continue to grow and be competitive and compete for championships on the beach side. And I think that's something we'll see in the very near future.
I was going to say, on both the beach side and the regular volleyball, there's a lot of excitement there, a lot of possibilities for some success here in the future.
Yeah, there are. And, you know, and again, we talk about facilities and infrastructure and resources and coaches. I think all those things are beginning to kind of come together and put us in a position where we've got a chance to really take that next step in the volleyball world, indoor and on the beach side. And so, really, that's exciting for us, exciting for me to see and kind of watch. Just had a chance to visit with Jenny about her group and how they had a really good spring, and she's had a chance to kind of really evaluate what they're working with from a roster standpoint, where their strengths are. So I think again, both really excited. Both coaches are doing a really good job and are excited about the futures of the programs.
Last week on this show, we visited with John Stewart, our head track and field coach. A lot of exciting things happening there. They're a group that is going to qualify some people for the NCAA championships, and so they're making a name for themselves as well.
Yeah, John does a great job, and we had another banner year on the indoor side, and if can continue that on the outdoor side, having a lot of success. And getting ready, to compete for conference championships there too. So just really excited about what we've seen with that group, and John and his staff do a great job of getting them prepared and recruiting in a way that we can be competitive year in and year out.
Let's talk a little Golden Eagle of baseball. They had a tough weekend over at UAB, but won that Sunday ball game. They're still going to be right up there amongst the leaders in the national rankings. They've got a tremendous record, a lot of momentum as they head into another important week for the Golden Eagles. A game earlier this week at South Alabama, and then host Old Dominion, which will be a tremendous series here at Pete Taylor Park.
Yeah, it's been a really fun year, John, and fun to watch them compete and accomplish things at such a high level. You know, baseball, it's a long season, and you go through your ups and downs, and you find yourself sometimes not playing your best baseball. So it was a little bit of an off weekend for us, but bounce back on Sunday, and I think that's what you have to do in baseball. Fortunately, in baseball, you don't have to wait a week to get the next opportunity. You know, you get a chance to get back out there. And so, great bounce back on Sunday to get it done. And then, you know, we've got a real challenging schedule in front of us, especially from a conference standpoint. Our last few series are against teams that are playing really well. And we've got a couple of those at home, which is obviously a benefit. But it's going to be a challenge for us down the stretch here to continue to win those series. And going to be some critical games for us as we obviously get prepared to host the conference championship and then compete to try to be in the mix for a regional. So going to be really important games down the stretch and got to get healthy and get to a place where we're playing our best baseball down the stretch.
As I travel around the league, people are excited about coming to Hattiesburg. I don't hear that excitement when the tournament is other places, but they know at Pete Taylor Park it's going to be a lot of people, be a great atmosphere. It's going to be a lot of fun for everybody, whether you're the 8th seed or the number 1 seed.
Yeah, I think so, John. And we've been fortunate to host the tournament multiple times, and I think we take great pride in trying to do it the right way. And this year will be no different. We want to try to make sure we put on a great tournament and make everybody feel welcome and create the right environment. As you said, we're going to have great crowds, and the Pete is just a great place to play, great atmosphere for college baseball. So I hope everybody leaves here feeling the same way this year as they have in the past.
What makes it fun to me is, I don't know what time the first game will be this year, but it's a 10 in the morning game. Teams that sometimes don't draw a lot of people look up in the crowd at Pete Taylor Park, and there'll be a couple thousand there just to watch that first game at 10 in the morning.
Yeah, it's a fun week of baseball, and again, this is a great baseball community. We've got a great fan base, and so you're right. I think people will be here to watch games that we have no affiliation with, just because they love baseball and they want to support what's happening. And so that's a unique dynamic, and definitely one that we'll see as we get ready for the tournament.
Going to spend a final few minutes here with our director for athletics, Jeremy McLean. And Jeremy, let's talk football. Will Hall and his guys, even though spring football practice is over, they're still hard at work getting ready for next football season. What's new from your standpoint as far as football is concerned?
Yeah, we're getting ready for obviously the marketing aspect. We've started our season ticket push and a renewal process, and getting ready to plan out the marketing aspect. And we're excited because we feel like it's a really, really good schedule. I think not only the excitement of playing in the Sun Belt, but our non-conference schedule and our draw, from a conference schedule standpoint, there's a lot of really unique games to be excited about. Think about Louisiana here on a Thursday night. You think about first conference game going over to Troy, and there's just a lot of those those opportunities throughout the year. We get to go play Coastal Carolina. So we're excited about that, and so we're prepping for that, you know, marketing aspect and making that push and making sure that we create some excitement, but we build on the momentum that's already there. And so that's where a lot of our focus is now as we think about football season.
Well, the guy who creates a lot of excitement is Will Hall, the head football coach. And even though spring football practice is over, those guys are still hard at work trying to make this program better.
Yeah, you know, it's an important time for us. Obviously, we finished up spring ball, as you said. I spent some time with Coach Ann Carr the other day. We were talking about strength and conditioning a little bit. And, you know, he was excited that he's got several weeks with them, or, you know, before they head to the house, which is kind of where we're at now. But he had multiple weeks with them before they get a little bit of a break here in May. And then he'll get them back in June. So it's a really important time for us, and into the summer, you know, where you're not working on skills as much, but the strength and conditioning aspect, which obviously will come into play in the fall and be a big impact to us. And Coach Ankar's done a fantastic job. Been so impressed with the way he approaches it, the way our young men respond to him. He's really been a great addition to our program, and I think, again, critical time of year for us, and I know we're getting better every day.
We are going to talk in just a few minutes with Scott Berry, now the all-time winningest baseball coach at Southern Miss. You have played for and been around some of the all-time greats in the game of college baseball. What kind of makes Scott Berry special?
Special is the right term. I think he, you know, Scott has a knack to make all those around him better. And there's no better quality as a coach, as a head coach, than that. And not only to connect with people, relate to people, genuinely care about people, but to make those people around him better. And I think that's the thing for me that jumps out about Scott. And, you know, anybody who knows him knows what a great person he is and how genuine he is with how he treats people. But then that translates to his players, too, and his coaches. And, you know, they want to play for him, and that matters. They want to play for each other, and they want to play for Southern Miss, but they want to play for him and to perform at a high level and to do well and be their best. And I think those are the things that have made Scott a really, really good head coach and now the greatest of all time from a win standpoint here at Southern Miss, and just so excited for him and to be able to accomplish that, and you know, I still think there's a lot of great things ahead for him and his career, and you know, excited to be able to kind of have a front row seat to enjoy that.
Jeremy, we appreciate it as always. Thanks for the visit. Thanks for taking us inside Southern Miss Athletics. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, John.
All right, Jeremy McClain, our Director of Athletics, taking us inside Southern Miss Athletics. And when we come back, we will talk to the winningest baseball coach in Golden Eagle history. Coach Scott Berry sits down with us when we come back and continue to go inside Southern Miss Athletics.
Pine Belt Trophy is a proud sponsor of Southern Miss Athletics and has been an Eagles supporter for over 20 years. Pine Belt Trophy offers laser engraving, glass etching, hand engraving for specialty items, and all of your trophy and award needs. Pine Belt Trophy is conveniently located at 905 Hardy Street. Call Jimmy Moore at 601-582-9273. Pine Belt Trophy says, "Go Eagles," and Southern Miss to the top.
The Keg and Barrel in Hattiesburg is a proud sponsor of Southern Miss Athletics and wishes the Golden Eagles the best of luck during the season. The Keg and Barrel is located at 1315 Hardy Street in a 100-year-old home and has a full food menu. The Keg and Barrel is open for business 7 days a week and are proud sponsors of Southern Miss Athletics and Golden Eagle Baseball.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, my name's not Smokey, and I'm certainly not a bear. But I do come bearing an important message regarding wildfires. If it's a windy day, don't burn. And make sure you're not under a burn ban. Because like the slogan says, only you can prevent wildfires. I know, it sounds better when he says it. So pretend it came from a big furry bear in a ranger hat. And visit msforestry.com for more wildfire prevention tips. A message from the Mississippi Forestry Commission through a grant from the USDA Forest Service.
Hey, sports fans. Bancorp South knows no matter where you are in life, there's nothing quite like game day. That's why our team of experts is committed to providing the financial resources you need for those tense moments and big wins. Bancorp South is right where you are and proud to be part of your team. Visit BancorpSouth.com/gameday for more information. Member FDIC.
And welcome back, everybody, as we continue to go inside Southern Miss Athletics. Going to turn our attention now to Golden Eagle baseball and visit with the longtime head coach for the Golden Eagles, Coach Scott Berry, who recently became the winningest baseball coach in Golden Eagle history with that Sunday victory over UAB over in Birmingham. John Cox joined by Coach Berry. And Coach Berry, let's just talk first. Let's talk about that right off the bat. What's that mean to you to now be the all-time winningest coach at Southern Miss?
Well, John, I'll tell you what, I'm so grateful to be in this position, and never did I think that I would have this many wins and share with so many people. And I really want to emphasize the sharing with so many people, because, you know, you don't do these things by yourself. Nobody does. There's a lot of people that have put in a lot of hard work, a lot of assistant coaches, players, managers, strength coaches, trainers. I mean, everybody involved. It's what makes things successful. You know, there's so many components that play into the success. So just grateful that my career has started at Southern Miss under Coach Palmer. Couldn't have learned from a better man. You know, Hill plays in there as well. You know, he was one that went before I went to Meridian with Cork, that called and said that assistant coach job was open, he and Charlie Gray. So they kind of planted the seed. So there's a lot of things that connect it. But you know, I also want to mention my wife and family. You know, they've sacrificed a lot for me to be able to do what I've loved to do. And, of course, I missed a lot of time with them in doing this job, and they understand it. So. But it just the ability to share with so many people, you know, I think is what's so special.
When you came to coach at Southern Miss as an assistant at what was then Southwest Missouri State, I'm sure in the back of your mind there was, maybe you thought this would be a great place to coach one day, but I'm not sure that was crossing your mind that one day you'd wind up at Southern Miss.
Well, you know, we came here when I was with Southwest Missouri State in 1990, and we actually played Hill's team, and which he had a great team that year. They went to a regional, and we came down on spring break and played them in a midweek game, and I just fell in love with it. I can remember leaving, going on 49, headed back to Jackson where we were staying, just saying, you know, if I ever got a chance to coach at Southern Miss, this is where I would want to be. They were building the stadium at the time. You were announcing down on the field level where the Bat Girls sat right now, because there was no press box. But you could tell there was a vision and there was something really special that was going to happen at this place. And I just dreamed of one day maybe being a part of it. Little did I know that within 6 months I would be moving to Meridian, Mississippi, where I worked at Meridian Community College for 10 years, six of those under Coach Palmer as his assistant, and then the last four as a head coach before he offered me the opportunity to come here and be an assistant with him in the summer of 2000.
Guys don't stick around very long like you have at a Southern Miss, although, as you said, successful program, one of the best in the country. What was it once you got here that made you maybe decide this is where I want to kind of set down my roots and this is where I want to be?
Well, I think the people that I was surrounded by. Of course, my wife is a double graduate from Southern Miss. She got her undergraduate degree and her graduate degree here, as did her sister. So my father-in-law and mother-in-law, they invested in Southern Miss pretty good. So, but that had no impact, in all honesty, of us coming here. It was just a mere fact of a great program. I was going to be able to work under Coach Palmer again, who had worked, like I said, 6 years at Meridian. And I love that time with him. He's like a brother to me. And just the ability to get back to the D1 level at a program that we felt like could be really successful.
Golden Eagles were in Birmingham this past weekend, won that Sunday ball game that helped you get that record as the winningest coach in Golden Eagle history. But I'm sure that was probably the furthest thing on your mind over the weekend as the Golden Eagles were playing UAB.
Well, 100%. You know, that weekend, I no way did I want that to be anything about me at all. I wanted it to be about this team and continue playing good baseball. You know, unfortunately, we lost on Friday and Saturday. You know, you had to know it was going to come to an end at some point. I mean, you know, it's just hard to do what we just got through doing, win 15 straight, 12 consecutive games on the road, and not have a little hiccup. And we did that on Friday and Saturday. And, you know, unfortunately, it took two games to get us back to win on that Sunday. But, man, the Sunday game was so important. We talked about it in the post game, John. About the importance of winning that baseball game. Nothing to do with any kind of a record, but to get this team that confidence back. That was kind of taken from them there on Friday and Saturday, and that little bit of doubt that losing sometimes, you know, places in your thoughts, to come back and win a good one against a good UAB team. I mean, man, I'll tell you, they play us tough all the time, and nobody has hit us this year like UAB did, and we really had to scrap to the end to win that one on Sunday.
We are visiting with the head baseball coach here at Southern Miss, Coach Scott Berry, now the winningest baseball coach in Golden Eagle history. And I know that's kind of behind things now. Now you got to settle in on this stretch run for the Golden Eagles. So you're leading the league, Conference USA, by a full three games, but have nine tough conference games to play, plus some games in between there, some non-conference games that aren't going to be easy.
Oh, you're right. I think we have a total of 11 games left in this regular season, and two of those being midweek contests, one tomorrow night at South Alabama, then later in May the 11th, I think we play Ole Miss. But, you know, the last three conference series this weekend against Old Dominion features one of the toughest lineups to pitch to in our league. You got UTSA, who's maybe the hottest team in our league, playing really, really well. You know, was one run from sweeping Middle Tennessee this past weekend. And then, of course, we finish in Murfreesboro at the end of the year there at MTSU. So a really, really tough, challenging stretch run, that one that we have to continue to think about and concentrate like we have all year. We take it one game at a time and don't be looking out in front too far.
Talk a little bit about your pitching this year, the pitching staff that you've put together on this baseball team. What do you like about this pitching staff? What do you think you need to be a little bit better as you go down the stretch run?
Well, man, those guys really compete. They go out there, they have tremendous confidence in their abilities and what their roles are to do them. You know, I think here the last couple of weeks, we've kind of walked a few more guys than what we have been. You know, certainly, you know, I think that's just from, you know, the workload. I think you're seeing that across the country. You know, as you get deeper in the season, the arms start getting a little more tired. So, you know, we'll have to kind of regroup and get ourselves back to that. But, you know, these guys have been tremendous. They've carried us really the whole year. I couldn't be more proud of them. Friday night was just a little slip up that we hadn't seen out of our staff and our relievers all year. You know, they bounced back and performed very well yesterday.
The guy who handles that for you, Christian Ostrander, I'm not sure there's anybody better in the country that knows how to move those chess pieces, the pitching staff, kind of around the chessboard on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, or a midweek game.
Well, he's worked hard at it. I mean, starting from the fall, you know, he starts trying to figure out how these pieces are going to work as we move through the year, and he starts preparing these guys for exactly that. So they're not surprised at the roles that they're throwing into. They're prepared for it, and he does an outstanding job. And you're right, he is one of the best ones in the country out there right now, and we're so fortunate to have him on our staff.
Let's talk about the hitting side of things. It's a Golden Eagle ball club that looks like they're getting better and better as the season goes along. You had some new guys in there, some young guys in there, but this is a team that's starting to be able to produce some runs the way you need them to.
Well, Coach Creel, Travis Creel, former player of ours who came through our program, was 5 years in our program as a player. He understands Southern Miss. He understands the blueprint that we have for this program and the blue-collarness, and he has done a tremendous job bringing these hitters, as well as Ben Brewer, our other assistant that assists Coach Creel with the offense. But these guys are really starting to click. I really like, you know, Saturday, you know, we didn't make the adjustments that we needed to, but Friday and Sunday we certainly did. And, you know, they just continue to develop and get better and with each at bat and with each game.
How do you need to get better at the plate down the stretch?
Well, we just got to continue not to get ourselves out. You know, I felt like that's what happened on Saturday. We really went after pitches that were up in the zone, producing 17 fly ball outs of the 27 that you're allowed in a game. So, you know, we kind of beat ourselves. We only had three hits, and none of those were where he really even hit hard. Pato had two of them. Dickerson had one, and we never really squared up any other balls. So, you know, the adjustments that we didn't make on Saturday, we've got to learn from that day, which I felt like we really did on Sunday. We left the ball up. We didn't get ourselves out. As a result, we scored 9 runs, had 11 hits, and really played well offensively. So, you know, continuing to learn as we move through and how not to get ourselves out.
Scott Berry is the head coach of our Golden Eagle baseball team, spending some time with us today as we go inside Southern Miss Athletics. All right, talk about Old Dominion this weekend. There's a ball club. We haven't played them in a while. Don't play them a whole lot, it doesn't seem like. But good ball club, and that'll be a tough test this weekend.
Well, it sure will. I mean, your preseason all-conference, they had like 6 of them on the preseason poll. So certainly people recognize the potential that they have to come in and win baseball games. Offensively, everybody's told me that starting 9 that they have at the plate is as scary as anything that they faced. So, you know, we've got to be prepared for that, you know, from our pitching staff. Certainly Oz will have them prepared and scouted to exploit those weaknesses, if they have any, that we need to attack. So, well-coached club, Chris Finwood last year, you know, he won the conference tournament over at La Tech, beat them in the championship game, should have hosted a regional last year, ended up being the number 1 seed at South Carolina in that regional. You know, had the institution put in for a bid, they would have. So, you know, he's a tremendous baseball man, has been around for a long time, you know, kind of like me in the fact that we're probably in our coaching, you know, I'm in my 30s of coaching, and he's probably close to it too. So, but they'll be well prepared and ready to play.
When you prepare for a team, I was just sitting there thinking as you were talking about that, 20 years ago, you didn't have access to watching video of maybe every game that your opponent's playing. You can do that now. So preparation and scouting's kind of changed a whole lot.
Oh, 100%. Before, you'd be on the phone, you know, begging people to give you a report, either, you know, send it to you, fax you a report, and then it went to email. And some would not give it to you. They might go over a few hitters. But now, with Synergy, you know, we can look at every hitter. You can see every count, what they've done. I mean, what they've done on a 2-0 count. There's nothing that you can't get out there today, technology-wise.
Hey, talk about the stretch run here for the Golden Eagles. Our fans have been amazing this year. We're about to see the new video board is going to be there at Pete Taylor Park. A lot of neat things happening around Golden Eagle baseball right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, our fan base has been out in groves this year, and we can't be more appreciative of how they've shown up. It started with the season tickets, breaking that record, just shattering it, in all honesty, and really feeling the energy and the passion and excitement from the fan base about Golden Eagle baseball. I think it all carries over from last year in the regional, the way we finished up there. Obviously, we didn't finish like we wanted to, losing to Ole Miss in that last game. But we really played them tough there in that championship of the regional, and was real close to moving on to a super, which is something that obviously is our goal each year. And I think our fans, they sense that. And you know, this year we've done a great job of being able to entertain them and make them come back and give them no reason not to come back. So, you know, they're important as we go these next two weekends against Old Dominion and UTSA as say home field advantage. Well, certainly with the crowd and the energy we have, we certainly feel that.
Before I let you go, we're going to visit here in just a couple of minutes with your starting first baseman, Christopher Sargent. Talk about him and what he's meant to this team.
Oh, Sarge, he's just an awesome individual. You know, a very good baseball player, has had some really big hits for us this year, had a big backside home run yesterday to tie that thing up at one apiece and not give them any momentum. But highly athletic first baseman, which we have had traditionally here and very fortunate to have. But Christopher, he plays right in there with it. Great teammate, you know, continues to be one of our leaders on the field, and we're very fortunate to have him.
All right. Hey, congratulations on getting that number 469, now the all-time winningest coach here at Southern Miss for Southern Miss Baseball. Keep up the good work. Let's go get a lot more wins the rest of this year, but thanks for the visit.
Well, I appreciate it, John. Thank you.
All right, Coach Scott Berry, the longtime head coach of the Golden Eagles, stopping by to visit with us. We go inside Southern Miss Athletics. When we come back, we will visit with Golden Eagle starting first baseman Christopher Sargent as we continue to go inside Southern Miss Athletics.
So much has changed about our lives, the way we shop, play, work, and learn, especially how we experience healthcare. Today and always, Forest General Hospital is doing everything possible to ensure your health and safety. The experienced team of professionals provides the latest treatment options with the warmth and compassion you deserve. We do what is best for our patients. It's our mission. It is why we are here. Forest General Hospital. Warm service, safe environment, exceptional care. Visit ForestGeneral.com for more information.
Today tastes like a sunny day, like firing up the senses and cooling them down with an ice cold Coke. Today tastes like a well-oiled grill, like it smells so good you can't help yourself.
Hey, it's not ready yet.
Like hands dipping in an ice bucket. Today tastes like a Sunday ritual, and it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola, together tastes better.
Golden Eagle fans, score a home run place to live with our newest sponsor, Reserve Long Point Apartment Homes, located on the corner of 7th Street and Beverly Hills Road. With three great communities serving the Southern Miss community, you can be sure to find the perfect luxury living accommodations to meet your needs. The Reserve at Long Point is a proud sponsor of Southern Miss Baseball.
And welcome back, everybody, to Inside Southern Miss Athletics, our weekly look kind of behind the scenes of what's going on in Golden Eagle Athletics. And our final segment today, we're going to turn our attention again to Golden Eagle baseball and visit with the first baseman for the Golden Eagles, Christopher Sargent, out of Wilmer, Alabama. And, Sarge, great to have you with us. Thanks for giving us some time and sit around and talk a little Golden Eagle baseball. First of all, I always like to find out a little bit about your background and how you wound up at Southern Miss, what's sort of attracted you to Southern Miss? Did you know much about Southern Miss as you came up through the high school and then the junior college ranks? So how did you wind up at Southern Miss? What was that all about?
Well, you know, I had friends like Gabe Shepherd. I played high school with him at Faith Academy, and we played from middle school all the way to high school together, and he was recruited by Southern Miss, and he got here, and you know, I didn't really have any big looks out of high school. I mean, I had a couple junior college, and you know, South Alabama looked at me a little bit, and that's really all I knew when it come to college baseball, really, was locally South Alabama. And I didn't know much about Southern Miss, but you know, Gabe Shepherd came over here, and man, he had a great year his freshman year, and he told me how great the people was around here. And Gabe, and he was a great player, man, and he was a star his freshman year, and he just told me how great Coach Berry is, how great the coaching, like Coach Oz, and just how everyone was just so loving and bring you in as family. And you know, I went to junior college in Baymanette at Coastal Alabama South, and Gabe, he reached out to Coach Krill for me, and Coach Krill came out, and you know, I had a really good freshman year. I mean, I batted well, I put up good numbers, and he told Coach Krill about me, and Coach Krill came out and watched me, recruited me, and he liked me, and you know, and that's how I ended up here, Coach Krill. As soon as Southern Miss offered me, I knew this is where I wanted to be. You know, I had Troy offered me out of junior college, and you know, South was looking at me, but I knew that Southern Miss was the place. And when when I came here on my visit and met all the coaches, and just that kind of simplified that I knew this is where I needed to be, because just they were so loving, and just I could tell they appreciated, you know, me for committing here, and I felt like they wanted me for sure.
When you got here, was it better than you'd expected? I mean, what kind of surprised you maybe when you got to Southern Miss?
Definitely surprised me. The fan base is crazy. It's just going playing these other Conference USA teams, it will make you look back and how good we really got it here at Southern Miss. You know, the fans are just they come out every game, they give us energy every game, and that's just it's good to play for a team like that, because when you ain't got a great fan base, you know, sometimes, you know, you get down and you don't have that energy, but you know, it's always gonna be here at Pete Taylor Park. And I didn't expect that coming in. You know, I came from a junior college that, you know, we had 20 people show up. Now it's 2,000 people a game, and it's just amazing, man.
Were you always a first baseman, or did you play other positions coming up through high school and junior college?
Coming up through high school, my freshman year, I was a third baseman. You know, I didn't really play much. I started hitting the ball really well. We had an older third baseman, so I moved over to first base in high school. So I started my sophomore year at first base in high school. Started my junior year at first base at high school, and then my senior year I ended up behind the plate. Coming up, I always caught and played first base, really. And junior college came, and they recruited me as a catcher and a first baseman. And I ended up playing first base again. They needed a first baseman, and they liked me over there. I was a solid first baseman, and just being able to hit, you know, catching kind of gets you on your knees a lot. And you know, just keeping my legs fresh is why they liked me at first base. And coming here, it was kind of like a utility guy thing. They knew I could catch. They knew I could play first. They just wanted me to hit, and that's I ended up at first base.
Any surprises when you got to Southern Miss? What's been the big difference between maybe the college game and the junior college game, or even the high school game?
Big difference, man. Once again, the crowd's just – It gives you energy to go out and want to play for them. And, you know, at the high school level, you know, we were a really good team. We made state 3 years in a row. We played the best of the best teams, but it was nothing like junior college. You know, junior college, we played against guys that was, you know, not crazy electric on the mound, but, you know, it was still a great pitching staff. But when you get here, it's just like in the fall, you know, I came out and, you know, struggled a little bit early and then finally figured it out. But, I mean, we have one of the best pitching staff in the country, and coming in from junior college to one of the greatest pitching staffs in the country, it's a little hard. But, you know, that was the biggest surprise, was just the difference in the stuff. Like, sliders are better here. Fastballs are more spinny here. And just at the college D1 level, it's just the pitching's better. That's what it is.
Visiting with Golden Eagle first base with Christopher Sargent, nice enough to sit down with us today as we go inside Southern Miss Athletics. All right, what was the toughest adjustment maybe to make when you finally got here to Southern Miss? The pitching obviously is a little step higher maybe than you're used to in the junior college ranks, but what were some of the things you had to adjust to? What were some of the toughest changes you had to make?
The toughest thing I had to make was just having an approach. In junior college, I was able to go up there and just see the ball, hit the ball. But when you get to the D1 level and you start facing guys that know what they're doing, can throw a three-pitch mix at any time, you know, you got to really sell out to a plan. And Coach Krill's done a great job about teaching us how to sell out to a plan. And just from last year to this year, I've had to, you know, adjust my plans. You know, swinging at pitches out the zone last year a lot, you know, I just had to get in the cages this year and, you know, just hit the slider constantly over and over and just see it up in the zone. And that's the biggest thing, just having a plan and having an approach going to the plate.
Did you know much about Southern Miss? I guess Gabe was probably the one guy that you probably knew that had spent some time here. But other than that, did you know much about Southern Miss before you made that decision?
I really didn't. I didn't. Not until I started researching into it after I committed. You know, I really didn't have a clue about the Roost. I didn't have a clue about how many really fans we were so dedicated to this team. And, you know, I noticed it. I went and watched Southern Miss play in Biloxi in the conference tournament. And just to see how many people they had come out and support them, it just really gave me a strong and a great view about how Southern Miss baseball is. And once they offered me, man, it wasn't no doubt that I was going to come here.
So I don't know that you ever saw a lot of games before you came here at Pete Taylor Park. Was that a surprise when you got here, what the atmosphere was like? And you mentioned the fans and things like that. Was that a surprise? Did you expect that when you got here?
Yes, sir, for sure. I've never been to a Pete Taylor Park game, never been to a Southern Miss game. And I watched them play at South Alabama, and like South's crowd wasn't very good. And you know, when I come here, and I didn't expect it to be that wild. But opening day, man, when I come out here and step out onto the field, and it's just all I see is, you know, 2,000, 3,000 people, man. It's crazy. It's awesome.
This Golden Eagle baseball team playing really, really well this year. You guys are ranked in the top 10. You've done a lot of great things this year, won a lot of ball games. What do you need to do to kind of keep that up as you guys head into this stretch run?
Yes, sir. Just keep doing what we're doing. You know, some games we're going to hit well. Some games we're going to pitch well. Some games we're going to do both. And, you know, when the pitchers are going well, we need to play defense behind them, and we need to put up runs, you know. But when we're putting up a lot of runs and the pitchers are struggling a little bit, we just need to keep putting up runs. And when we have it all going together, man, it's going to be hard to beat us. Going into the season, we knew we had a great pitching staff. We knew we were going to be hit the ball. We have a lot of guys come back. You know, we only lost Reed last year to the draft, and that's we had everyone else come back. And just having the experience has really helped us this year. I mean, just the experience on the field.
Might be a little different coming from the junior college ranks, but when you got here, was there a guy already on the team that maybe kind of put his arm around you and said, hey, this is the way we do it at Southern Miss, or this is what you got to adjust to? Anybody in particular like that?
Gabe, honestly. Gabe just kind of, he helped me around. He showed me around, and he showed me how Southern Miss did things. And, you know, I know he's not here anymore. He dealt with a lot of injuries, but he was able to really just come in and just comfort me and show me how they do it around here.
Any memorable moments? What's your memorable moment as being a part of this Golden Eagle baseball team? Hopefully there's many more memorable moments to come over the next year or so, but what's one of the more memorable moments you've had since you've been here?
Going to the Oxford Regional, I mean, just growing up and, like, seeing the SEC teams play, and then finally just when I make it to D1, and, I mean, we get put in an Ole Miss Regional. I mean, Ole Miss has always had a great baseball program, and just being put in that regional and get to play against the top and the best of the best, it was unreal, man. And you know, I was lucky enough to hit a couple home runs there in the regional, and it was just an amazing thing, man.
You mentioned Coach Creel. How has he worked with you, and on what has he worked with you since you've been here to kind of make you a better guy at the plate, or maybe just all in all a better baseball player?
Coach Creel, you know, he coming in, he probably didn't expect what I'm giving him here lately. He told me before, I didn't expect you to be this good, but you know, I just trusted him, and he trusted me. That's the biggest thing. I was so happy he trusted me to recruit me and bring me in. But the biggest thing we've worked on is just that my approach at the plate. You know, I don't walk much. My K's were up last year. But just honestly, just selling out to a plan when I go to the plate, that's the biggest thing. Because, I mean, when it comes to mechanicals, and he'll tweak a little things here and there. But most of the time, my mechanics are pretty good. But just my biggest thing is my approach, swinging the good pitches. And that's what we worked on. Coach Creel's just installed it into my head that I need to just see the ball up, you know, have a plan when I go to the plate. And then just it'll work out.
Golden Eagle, Christopher Sargent visiting with us here as we go inside Southern Miss Athletics. He's one of the starters on this ball club, has been the last couple of years. Did you expect to play right away when you got to Southern Miss? Or did that kind of – what did you do to kind of earn that spot?
Yeah, coming in, I wasn't sure. I didn't know who played where. But when I got here, you know, they put me and a freshman over there, Pato over there. And I knew I had a lot of experience at first base, and he didn't really have as much experience as me. But, you know, coming out, like, I never want nothing given to me. I knew I had to work for it. So I came out, and my first fall, I hit really well. And I kind of knew going into the season that first base was where I was going to be. Yeah, I didn't just coming in. I never want nothing given to me. And I knew I'd have to work for everything I had. I just knew coming in I needed to work, and that's what I did.
You're a little quieter than maybe some of the other guys on this ball club, yet you're one of the leaders. Who are some of the leaders on this team, and how do you, in your own kind of a way, kind of be a leader on the ball club?
Yes, sir. You know, Will, McGillis, and Danny, they're the best leaders ever, man. They've been here a while. They know how Southern Miss baseball works. They know how to win. That's the biggest thing. And the way I lead, man, I just try to go out and I just keep my composure. You know, when we're going bad, just keep everybody up. You know, I'll just go and pat them on the butt and say, it's all right. You just keep going. I'm not a very loud spoken. I'm not going to bring everybody up at one time and have a huge speech with them. I'm just going to go individually and just, if someone's down, I'm going to pick them up, and that's the way I lead, and I'm going to lead by example, honestly. I just I don't want to be the one that people think that, oh, that's a bad teammate. I just want to be the best teammate I can, and that's the way I lead.
Funny you should mention Danny. The game on Sunday at UAB, Eagles fell behind early, somewhere there around the fourth inning. Danny kind of called everybody up and said, hey, this is not the way we do things. We got, and you came out and hit a home run right after that.
That's right. Just like I said, Danny and Will are the ones to bring up the whole team, because the team trusts them to come out and just – that they know best for what the team needs. And, you know, every time Danny and Will call us up, we know it's all out of love and all out of just try to get the team going. And that's why they're here, and that's why they're good baseball players.
Well, I'm sure you want to play baseball as long as you can. If you get to this level, you want to try to keep playing. But if that doesn't work out, what do you want to do one day? What are you studying at Southern Miss? And other than baseball, what do you want to do one day?
Yeah, I'm studying. I'm just in the BLS program. It's just the Bachelor Studies of Liberal Arts. And, you know, honestly, I could go into coaching. You know, back at home, there's some facilities that, you know, would love for me to come in and just give lessons of baseball. And if baseball don't work out, you know, I'm going to find my way back into the sport somehow. You know, I have a lot of experience being around great coaches like Coach Creel, Coach Oz, and Coach Barry. And, like, I see how they do things, and that makes an effect on my life in the future, because I'll know Coach Barry is one of he holds the record here for wins. Like, he knows how to win. He knows how to be a great coach. And, yeah, I want to be about around the game as long as I can. So my goal is, if I don't make it to the next level, then I just want to keep coaching, or, you know, train kids and just show them how to make it here.
Going into the stretch run of the regular season and the conference tournament, then the NCAA regionals. So how do you want this team to get better as you guys go down the stretch?
Yes, sir. We just need to keep playing, you know. Just keep doing what we're doing, you know, come out every day and just give that effort. And I know late in the season, you know, we start getting tired, our body starts getting real tired, but the biggest thing is just, like, we have so much in front of us right now. You know, we've started off with a great start to this season, and this is a really special team. We have chemistry. I've never been a part of a team that loves each other like we do. And that's the biggest thing, just stay together. If we stay together, we're going to go a long ways this year.
Sarge, we appreciate it. Thanks for taking time out to visit with us, take us inside Southern Miss Athletics. A lot of fun to watch you play, be around you, and watch this Golden Eagle team play the way you're supposed to play. So keep up the good work, and let's go win a lot of ball games down the stretch.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Christopher Sargent, Golden Eagle first baseman, taking us behind the scenes as we go inside Southern Miss Athletics. That's going to do it this week. Our thanks to Director of Athletics Jeremy McLean for stopping by and visiting with us. Also, head baseball coach Scott Berry, now the winningest coach in Golden Eagle baseball history, and Golden Eagle first baseman Christopher Sargent, all kind of taking us inside Southern Miss Athletics. Till we meet you next time, this is John Cox, as always, reminding you of the three essentials of happiness: something to do, something to love, something to hope for. Hope to have you with us next time as we go inside Southern Miss Athletics.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.